Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Stanley Watch program. What do you think about this deal, which has just been announced between Hamas and Israel? What's your opinion? Now, I totally and fully understand that the relatives of those innocent hostages are trying to do everything they possibly can to get them released. But what about the deal itself? I'd like to read to you from Deutsche Welle, dated November 22. Israel and Hamas agreed on Wednesday to a four-day pause in fighting in Gaza to allow the release of 50 hostages held in the Strip in exchange for 150 Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. The number of those released will be increased in later stages of implementing the agreement, the foreign ministry in Qatar, which mediated the deal, wrote on X, formerly Twitter. The agreement came amid mounting pressure from the hostages' families and the international community. The government of Israel is obligated to return home all of the hostages, Netanyahu's office wrote on X. Netanyahu said the war in the Gaza Strip would continue after the pause until his government has achieved all its goals, including the elimination of Hamas, which is considered a terrorist group by Israel, the European Union, the United States, and others. Israel said it would extend the four-day pause by an international day, an additional day, for every 10 hostages released by Hamas. Israel's Justice Ministry published a list of 300 names of Palestinian prisoners who could be freed. The list represents twice the number of people initially slated for release, 150 Palestinian women and children. Meanwhile, Hamas said the truce would not halt their broader fight. As we announce the striking of a truce agreement, we affirm that our fingers remain on the trigger, and our victorious fighters will remain on the lookout to defend our people and defeat the occupation, it said. And then we have this article by Daily Mail, dated November 22. Among those released are operatives of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Fatah and the Popular Front, and some were tried in military courts and some in civilian courts. Half will be released in the first stage, with the second depending on how the ceasefire and exchange of hostages goes. Now, let me just say that at this point, as of now, Hamas has gotten everything they wanted. Hamas is winning. Israel is losing due to the pressure on Israel. You see, Israel had said we are not going to have a ceasefire. But now they are being forced to have a ceasefire. They may call it a pause, whatever they want to call it. I mean, it's a ceasefire. And the ceasefire may continue, not just for 4 days. And in the meantime, Hamas can recuperate, can get organized for further terrorist attacks, because we know that is what they want to do. They can go out to get some more hostages under the tutelage of Iran, perhaps Russia, perhaps North Korea, perhaps some other powers. We know that Hamas is nothing but a proxy of Iran, and then you have Hezbollah. They are fighting as well against Israel. And the declared goal is to eradicate Israel, to wipe it off the map. And here we have a deal which enables them again to do that. Here's an article by Newsmax, dated November 22. Not only has President Joe Biden's watch seen two wars erupt in Ukraine and Gaza, but pro-Hamas leftists, the Squad, have forced Israel to negotiate with terrorists, former Trump administration ambassador Rick Grenell told Newsmax on Wednesday. America under past presidents would hunt the terrorists down and eradicate them, Grenell lamented. Biden's administration is pressuring Israel to cut deals and even unfair ones. Israel had to go into the presence to find 150 people who were convicted of crimes, brutal crimes in some instances, to exchange for 50 innocent people, 50 of the 200 hostages, Grinnell said. And what do you think those people are going to do, those who are going to be released? Hamas operatives and others. Of course, they go right back into the fight against Israel. He goes on to say, negotiating with terrorists is never a winning strategy and only further ups the ante of hostages, including for a Biden administration that was forced to release $6 billion to Iran before Hamas October 7 terrorist attack. This is outrageous, and it's going to make us less safe. And of course, Grinnell is absolutely right in what he says. When this other deal with Iran was struck, we said right away, well, this is another invitation for Iran to go out and get more hostages. Because, of course, the money was given to Iran in exchange for some American hostages. And sure enough, shortly thereafter, the terrorist attack by Hamas happened. And further terrorist attacks will happen. Now, if you feel that, well, it was the right thing to do to have this deal between Israel and Hamas, and many of the international observers have said, oh, this is a right step in the right direction, let me ask you a question. Do you think for one moment that Jesus Christ would ever negotiate with terrorists, with murderers, with brutal beasts, wild beasts, because the Bible calls them wild beasts? Do you think Christ would ever do that? Absolutely not in a million years. This deal is a stupid deal. It is absolutely in favor of Hamas and completely and totally against Israel. But you know, the Bible says that Israel will get a wound. Apparently, a military defeat even prior to the Great Tribulation. And then the Great Tribulation starts, and a lot is going to happen to Israel during that time. We have prepared a free booklet, The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. You should read that booklet, because the Bible is very clear as to what is going to happen to Israel and to the Jewish people. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.